How is it going?
You know it's going. How are you?
I'm so tired. I know. Is it only October 3rd?
Honestly, I feel like I was thinking about something that's happening later in this month, and I was like,
what?
I still got like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm just like, what is going on? I can't even. October's dragging already.
October really gives summer energy, though. Like, it's not really all. It's giving chaotic summer being pushed and extended out.
Exactly. And here in LA, I actually was just thinking about this. Mindy Kaling posted, like, this thing being like, it's October, bye summer, bye sand, da 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 da. And I'm like, sweetheart, it was 95 degrees yesterday.
Like, everyone is still outside and acting fucking insane. Yeah.
Like, we are out here. I think you can go back to the beach.
America is in the trenches.
Yeah, yes.
Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I am joined today by a return guest. I think it's your third time.
Third time. We love having you. Yes.
Time's a charm. Mariah Smith, she's a pop culture connoisseur. She's also one third of Smith Sisters Live, which is on Radio Andy. She's a writer. We're going to talk a bit about that in a minute because I read some article the other day that I found really interesting that you wrote. About Giselle's home. My favorite topic. So we're going to dive. We're going to get into that.
Yes.
First things first, do you want the good news or the bad? The good news or the bad news?
Oh my God. Start with the bad news.
Well, first off, just happy anniversary of Trump getting COVID.
Yes. Like a year ago, God.
Today.
I saw someone repost something and I was like, is it happening again? And I was like, oh no.
I know.
I was hoping. My fingers were crossed.
Do you remember that, how crazy Twitter was for those 3 days? Like, people, because like normally you're like, you would never say like, oh, I hope this person dies. But like everyone was straight up like, that went out the window. People were like, I hope he dies.
Like, I'm actively wishing for worst case scenario. Like,
yeah,
if only. But God had a different plan and we'll see what else happens.
Twitter was the craziest place on it. Like, I don't think I've ever seen it that hype.
It popped off. I remember early. Seeing the first tweet and I was like, wait a second. At first, because I thought it was like
LA time.
A lot. I was on LA time and I remember I woke up people in New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to get online. You can't miss this moment.
I woke up at like 7 a.m. and my inbox was flooded. And I was like, wait, did he die? Is that SpongeBob meme? Is that SpongeBob? Yeah, when he's like, you wrote something completely unrelated, but I saw a tweet from yours right before I got on here and you said something like, if I can't understand your storyline, why am I scrolling on my phone? Wait, if I can't understand your storyline while I'm scrolling on my phone, why is your show on my TV?
Yes.
Who are you subtweeting?
You know, I was actually subtweeting, this is so lame,
<Sub-tweeting.
laughs> Law and Order Organized Crime.
Oh, okay.
What is going on?
Yeah,
like, this is, you guys are a new show. You need to make it as easy for me to get my feet wet and want to return. And I love Law and Order SVU. Everyone knows that. I will do what I will, like, spread the good word. I will spread the gospel. But when it comes to a moment where I have to put my phone down, I'm turning the channel.
Yeah, it's like I want to be able to like multi.
Yeah, we have to do multiple things at once here. We're not just singularly focused on television. I got to get my tweets off, my Instagrams. I can maybe even look at a TikTok or two and miss a couple lines of dialogue and still know exactly what's going on.
I thought you were talking about Crystal King. Was it Crystal Minkoff?
Oh, God.
Minkoff?
Yes.
That's like shows how little of a fucking like ripple she's made in my world, but she's returning next season. Did you hear?
I didn't know that was official.
Yeah, she basically said.
Whoa.
Crazy, yeah. Whoa. I would be fine with her just being a friend or just never coming back. I'm okay. Like, I don't dislike her.
Like, I thought that she was going to really make a splash when they were in Lake Tahoe and she asked Sutton, are you that girl when it comes to not seeing color like that. I was like, okay, we're off to a good start.
Tell me you're that girl.
Yeah, like that to me was a key moment. And then she sort of just
gave up,
faded away.
She was I'm good.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I got a moment. I'm good to go. I just need something more. Like I will say, when Sutton was a friend of, I wasn't eager for her to come back. And when I heard she was going to be a full-time wife, I was like, oh, okay, we'll see. But she really...
She's good. She's good. Carrying the fucking show.
Yes, she's good. She probably sprained her ankle from carrying the show on her back. Seriously. I mean, she had to go to the ER.
Mm-hmm. Her and Garcelle.
Yep.
Happy Halloween. Well,
happy Halloween.
Happy spooky month.
Spooky season.
Yes. Do you have a favorite spooky movie?
I do. What is it? And I just recently got into it. Not recently, like 3 or 4 years ago. It's Practical Magic.
I was literally just going to say, I was just saw a clip from it today. I haven't watched it yet this season, but
I like sit people down and I'm like, you're going to watch this film with me and you're going to love it.
Soundtrack hits.
Hits. No skips.
Can't see. Yeah. No skips. Y'all bitches aren't seeing Crystal by Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
If you ever did believe with Stevie Nicks featuring Sheryl Crow, come on.
Like, come on. It's, young Joni Mitchell. Sandy Bullock. It's just perfect. It's all perfect from tip to tail.
Do you know where you're going to be for Halloween? Do you do Halloween? Do you dress up?
You know, I go in and out. I haven't dressed up the past few years, but I...
Pandemic.
And then I think I moved and then something. I appreciate the idea of Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I think what I decided I'm going to pivot to this year is if I go out, I'll maybe throw on something. But I think Halloween should be like... It should be based on photos. Like, it should be a still. Like, my sister a couple years ago did a photo shoot as Keke Palmer saying, I'm sorry to this man. Oh, and, like, that was a good moment. Like, something like that, I feel like, is where Halloween should go to.
Giving the people the memeable moment. Giving them that, like,
giving them the memeable moment and, like, giving them just a snapshot. And then
you
we
could do that and not even have to go out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's something, it shows that you were there, it shows that you are a part of the season, but you don't have to go crazy and figure something out. But I used to go hard on Halloween when I lived in New York City. Like, that was great.
That's because that's New York. Very New York. I'm gonna do one thing this year. I'm only doing one event from now on for Halloween.
Okay,
because everyone tries to do the most and they try to spread it out into 3 days. No, we're not doing that. Last year, because what was it, the year before the pandemic, I hosted a party and then I had to go to a party. So I had like two different costumes. It was I was Lisa Renner one night. Then I had to host this thing. So I ended up being a box of wine. It was like a fully functioning box of wine for Anzia.
What?
I'll send it to you. Yeah. It's on my Instagram.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It was good. Just
that's
a big box.
Like, that is like some engineering magic. That's amazing. Yeah.
Art school.
Oh,
come in handy.
Lucky.
This year, though, I'm going to some party. It's like called Dead Celebs. So it's going to be Dead Celebs. I haven't decided yet. I need some, like, I don't want to do drag this year. I think I want to do Prince finally. I've been like waiting. That's perfect for me.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
You got to.
Like, I can't, but I really want to do the, you know, when he wore the yellow suit with the assless, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But then that's a whole fucking thing because you got to like find them.
Yeah, that's a lot. And time is
and like, be assless.
October's long. Yeah, you got to be prepared for a lot of stuff with that. And like
the ass is prepared, but it's
I
don't think y'all are prepared.
Yeah, I know. But you have to prepare the people.
Yeah.
You need to prepare the public. I will say, I feel like I saw a tweet of yours where it was just like images of what could be a Jin Shaw going to prison costume.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to tell you.
That was
that's it's so simple. Because you could do the mask too.
You could do them.
I might still do that, but she's not dead.
She's not dead. But I would say, again, even if we're just to do the photo moment, dresses her, get the photo of you
in
the building, and call it a day. Because
Fashion Nova look.
Iconic. Yes. You could do that for under $100.
I'm sorry. That's actually, thank you for reminding me about that. Got to.
I loved it.
Maybe I will do multiple things. I'm not watching Squid Games. I'm not doing it. You guys are talking about it all online. I'm not doing it. Y'all talked about it. Please don't. Did you watch it?
I'm not doing it either.
About it too much.
I googled it last night and I was like, okay, let me just get a little understanding.
I didn't even know
what's popping off.
What it's about. Can you explain to me? Like, so I'm stupid. Like, I'm a golden retriever. Explain it to me.
From what I understand. And I read the synopsis, or like the quick wiki synopsis of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Korean drama. I guess it's a drama. And they take people who are in like dire financial straits and are like, you like gambling, you need money. How would you like to play a high stakes game where you can win? I think it's like basically $1 billion. But the key is you can get murdered if you lose a game. So one of the games is like, you have to do, I forget what it was. Like you had to do something like move forward in a crowd. And then people who watch the show are going to be like, she's completely butchering this. Yeah. If you don't do something, you get shot by a doll.
Okay. And that's that doll I keep seeing.
That's the doll I keep seeing. I was like, oh, this makes
sense. Too bad I'm never going to find out what that is. I'm not watching it.
I'm not watching it. And for me, I don't need the stress. I don't need to be a part of another Universal Tiger conversation. King moment. Yeah. Like I'm okay with where I sit.
Yes.
And I also don't need to see people being gunned down by a gigantic doll. Just baseline.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it's giving very like post-apocalyptic Hunger Games. Yeah, I'm
exactly.
Good. We have
it's giving
drama.
Mariah should not watch. That's just exactly what it's giving.
Won't be watching that. Well, you know what we also won't be watching anytime soon? Wendy Williams isn't coming back. Like she was supposed to be back on October 4th.
And then did it get tomorrow. Pushed to the 18th? Yeah.
He said the 18th. She posted something on her Instagram, or she posted something. Someone posted something on the Wendy Show Instagram saying, we plan to return with new shows on October 18th. Her breakthrough COVID case is no longer an issue and she has tested negative, but I think she has extenuate like other.
Yes, yes. I would just say, how about we don't put a date on it? And because
she's really on CPT. She's just like, really like, show up when you show up, I guess.
Show up when you show up. And I'm like, more power to you, get well soon. But the more you put a date on it, the more focus is on, well, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
She just needs to show up and be like, we're back tomorrow. End of story. End of discussion.
She should have just hit you with the, I'm gonna see you.
I'm gonna see you when I see you.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah. And like, just like, no questions just asked.
I heard rumblings that like Nick Cannon might be a possibility to like temporarily replace her. No, thank you. They used to do like Jerry O'Connell.
Oh my God. Right? And it's been wiped from the internet. When he would come out and dance for the audience and do how you doing, it was a gut punch. And if anyone under the sound of my voice has the video or audio of him exiting, I believe he's in a tan or bluish suit saying, how you doing?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He was so hyped to be there. He's like getting an extra check. Exactly. Yeah.
I need that footage because whenever I'm in a bad mood, it makes me realize my life could be worse.
Yeah. I look like a WB dancing frog. Yeah. It's like I hate him. Who would be your ideal to replace her temporarily? Like if you had to, who would be like a great stand-in?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I will say maybe, and I think she's guest hosted before, but like Michelle Buteau.
Okay. Yeah.
And
from the Circle,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But she does like a bunch. She's a stand-up. Does a bunch of stuff. She would be great. But I would also like someone. I mean, we might have another Wendy Williams in our hand with Tamron Hall, considering how dramatic her show is. Bex,
yeah, Tamron Hall is kind of iconic. She's an up-and-comer.
If she just did a slight pivot, she could fill the shoes because she is out here in these streets.
The way I would pay to watch Funky Dineva on primetime, but I want the wig. I want the whole fucking, I want a caftan. I want the bob with the baby. I love Funky Dineva.
You want everything. Oh my God.
You follow Funky?
That would be great. I don't, but I know.
But you know. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
He is always drunk down to the bar where the Honda cars be. I love him.
So funny.
Anyways, get well, Wendy. I don't know.
Come back. It can be 2022. Just stop putting dates out there.
You know what? Honestly, though, there's so much material, though. She gives you, like, so much material. I mean,
so much.
I was looking on YouTube, Wendy compilations, I mean, they're like 30 minutes each. Yes. And there's like 80 of them. Yes. You could just sit there forever and for an entire season and just have like tons of material of her just they acting
could do
up.
They could do evergreen shows of compilations. That you just gave them a free idea. They could easily be on air and getting checks just by doing compilations.
She was so problematic so many times. We just let her fly with anything because she's just giving like drunken auntie. Yeah. So we just like, we love her.
Don't mind her. Don't bother. Don't mind her. She's fine. It's good. Yeah.
Someone was talking the other day about Gwen Stefani again, because you know that discourse always comes up every couple of months. And we're like, where were we? Where were we when she was doing all of this stuff?
When she was acting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Songs hit.
Songs hit. And y'all ain't canceling her for me. Yeah, we were.
I like my little Republican. Like,
little country bumpkin. I like her. She going to church every Sunday with her weird, never nude husband, Blake Shelton. We love it.
Yeah.
I just think she snuck in at just the right time to before cancel culture, and then she didn't do enough bad for people to retroactively cancel her. She
wasn't like interesting enough to do enough interviews to really get caught.
Right.
We didn't catch her.
We didn't catch her. And now we're like,
social media.
She is Trumpy, but
yeah.
You know, she doesn't talk about it. So maybe it's not that bad.
I just think that Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
I just think that Gwen Stefani, you know, that's what I think.
She's an icon.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the real. Absolutely beautiful.
So the bad news. Or I don't know how you look at it. However you look at it. I guess it depends on how you look at it. Cynthia is not going to be back on Real Housewives of Atlanta, as you know. Neither is Portia.
Neither is Portia.
That show's been so lost for me. Like, I thought that last season was, to me, unwatchable. I'm sorry.
We talked about this. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I couldn't get through it. I think that
they tried to string in Big Freedia into the shit. Like, oh, just throw Big Freedia in there, and that'll really. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this show?
Who is your audience now? Like, what are you trying to do? It just was so confused, and I think that this will be a good teachable moment if this cast shakeup works. That we can do that in other franchises, that we can lose some of our long-term people and hopefully be all right.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it done bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
New York and previously. Yeah. Listen, I'm excited for Heather Dubrow to come back on OC. Too. I'm watching just for that. And her little fake friendship with Gina.
Oh my God.
Her little fake, the prince and the pauper. Love it. She's like, let me show you about this high life. Flew her on a private jet to New York. You know, Gina's never been on a fucking tarmac before. She's like, oh my God, what is this? I'm here for it. You know, they're going to play the fuck out of her
out of
on
that,
the fucking editing room floor. They're going to be like, make sure you get the roaches in the corner of her. I love it. But about Atlanta, I don't know. Who was their audience? You know, it was like, when I watched back in the day, it was like homegirls, everybody, black people like loved it. I feel like they lost that audience because everyone went to Potomac now. We're like, Potomac's not, it's not giving trying too hard. They're just like being.
They're just being themselves. And it's like, Potomac gives me, and I always say like, sort of in a weird way, Vanderpump Rules vibes, because no matter what station in life these people are at, their personalities essentially remain the same.
Yes.
And you can't, and like other housewives and other franchises, you see shifts in personalities as seasons go on. And like Karen and Giselle think that they've elevated their personalities and their personhood, but they are the same people they were in season one.
They're still in the trenches.
That's what we love to see. And that's what we get on Vanderpump Rules. It's like, these people, you can move from your little beat up tattered couch condo to a house in Valley Village and a McMansion in Valley Village, and you're still crying over spilled milk, essentially. So I love these shows that the people, their surroundings may change, but they'll stay the same.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And one more point about like Atlanta is, you know, like they was to just start doing random shit, and it was giving very like, okay, now we're doing group activities. We're going to play volleyball. Like, why are we doing that? What? Why is Cynthia playing? Like, I don't see this. And then they would be like randomly in the middle of a pandemic. They're like, yeah, we're flying to New Orleans. And the next thing you know, they're like twerking in a studio. I'm like, but why are we doing this again? Like, yeah. It's like, wait, so you mean to tell me it's the middle of the pandemic and we're in New Orleans randomly in a hurricane and we're twerking in a studio? Like, I don't make any, and Big Freedy is there and we're eating shrimp and grits and fighting about what? Yeah.
Oh my God. Just a lot of question marks.
Yeah. But yeah, I listen, I'm hype. Honestly, wasn't feeling anything previously. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch.
Bitches were fighting at the Tinashe show the other night.
Really?
Did you not see the videos?
No.
On my, oh my God, I'll send it to you after. It was on my story. So people were DMing me from the fucking concert. I was asleep, but it was Friday night. It was Friday. Yeah, Friday night. I was in bed, like 10 p.m. But they were at the Tinashe show. Two women were just like fighting, like connecting. Like they were like boom, 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 boom. One bitch was cracking the other, grabbing each other's hair. During, what was it, Link Up? That song, Link Up?
Okay,
Bitches Link Up. I was like, oh my God, you cannot make this shit up. Yeah. And everyone was just filming and being like, but like, why are you fighting? Oh, it was a Thursday night. It was a school night. It was a Thursday night. Boy. Y'all are like getting that drunk at a Tinashe show on a school night and fighting at Tampa.
What's happening?
At Tinashe.
Do we have another fight?
A completely different fight across the room during the opening act too. There's a different video.
Oh,
I'll send you all the Twitter
God.
Links after this. It's crazy. Bitches were, I don't know, something in the water.
Oh my God.
I don't really like live shows because this is very much the energy that y'all give. Like, I'm not going to go stand in a crowded room with a bunch of drunk people waiting for someone to, like, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's a very specific energy that you have to be really ready for.
Yeah, I'll listen to Tinashe right here. I got Dolby surround sound. What, they got that Dolby?
Yeah.
What is that? I'm good. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, that is wild.
What would be a good concert to see a fight at?
Ooh.
What's a good concert to knock a few buck?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I've been to one where I've seen a fight. I have seen fights at, and this is a drastic pivot, at One Direction concerts.
Oh. See, that would be funny. Like, that would be funny because it would be like, what are y'all
fighting for? And it's like truly teenagers.
Yes.
And that's always an interesting sight. But I feel like a concert I would have gotten into a fight at was, I saw, and I'm not proud of this, Justin Timberlake's 2020 tour. Oh, and the show was almost 5 hours long. There was an intermission at the concert.
I know, really, he really fashions himself as a musical man, like an artist.
Yeah. And I was like, we have been here too long. And at a certain point, you feel trapped.
Yeah.
You feel like you're in a hostage situation and like the people around you become your enemies quickly.
Yeah.
So that's a moment where I'm shocked that hands were not thrown.
I can see that. Get me out of here
essentially. Get me out.
That's me on a boat party.
Oh God, never in my life, never.
I went on one like a couple, like what, 2 months ago. It's always really cute the first 2 hours and the sun is setting. No. About that third or fourth hour when I'm like drunk and I'm like, okay, now I'm just drunk and I want to fight somebody. Get me off this fucking boat. I'll fight my way off.
That's how we get things like Demon Twink, who's acting a fool on the
boat
Brittany
party.
Boat?
Brittany Boat. I went to the Barb Boat.
You are a stronger man than I. Oh my God.
I'm not a Barb. They know. Mm-mm. But I just want to check it out. This is right before all the allegations dropped.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like literally days after or something, or before. I don't even remember the timeline. Lord. It was right around there.
I'm not going to speak
ill on the barbs because I do every other week.
I have enough people coming for me, but all I'll say is her husband's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a rapist.
Point blank, period. Yeah. And
well, no, her brother, her brother, right? But her husband's the rapist.
Her husband's a rapist. And then
she really stays around.
She keeps some creepy company, I'll tell you that.
Cardi might have won this battle. I don't know.
Within a landslide.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about, because you wrote an article for The Dip.
Yes.
About Giselle's home. Yes. Let's talk about it. Because you were like, Giselle's house is bad. But yeah, to be honest, they're all terrible.
They're all horrible.
Totally true. What's the worst? Because you did a gallery, though. You did like a...
Yeah. I want to... Uh-huh. I think that the worst is probably... You know?
You know,
the worst is probably Karen. And I say,
are you
this,
doing just Potomac?
Just, out of all of them? Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, my
God. Think about it. Think on it. There's so many.
I know my favorite.
Kelly Dodds is, because it was like that condo. And it looked like a parking lot.
Yeah. And it had that like weird gold hardware in certain places. I'm like, what is.
It looked so small. It was like one room and it was like fuzzy furniture and it just felt very claustrophobic. And she got her and her daughter all up.
And it's like, she deserves everything, a bad thing she got. But I would say probably the worst, that is a tough one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because not many are good.
You know, there's some that like, there's some houses that you can like, you feel like you mentally know the floor plan. Like Bluestone Manor, I know the layout.
I know the floor, yes.
I know where the closet is with the wallpaper on the inside. Yep. I know where the bedroom's all like, mm-hmm. yeah. And then there's some where I feel like I never fully grasp where everything is. I'm like, every time I'm like, what room is this? Yeah, I don't know the worst. Yeah, I guess Kelly's for me would be the worst one, but yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe... That is such a good question. I think
Giselle's, I don't even know where anything is. Like, I don't know
where anything
is. It looks like a bunch of Monopoly pieces just glued together.
Yeah. That house, we'll get to it. Bless it. But I would probably say, I still think I'm going to go with Karen because it has zero character. And every house she's like rented furniture, you know, mm-hmm. very bland, very. Thinking
white
she's
with gold.
Doing something with it. Yeah. Thinking mm-hmm. she's doing something and it's like, this is not given what it was supposed to give.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're renting it. So none of this is yours. So I think I'll have to go with hers, but my favorite hands down is Kyle Richards.
Favorite. Okay. The new, because it's like it looks like a plantation home, doesn't it? A little bit.
Absolutely.
It's giving like, it's a huge property. Like that backyard is expansive. Like it's
massive.
Cute. Yeah. Lisa Rinna's, it's really interesting because they never film in the interior. It's always like this very old tile. It looks like it's not been updated since like...
I'm going to change my least favorite to hers because it's all very... It looks like a grandmother's house.
Love
and
it.
There's no... everything is just at least 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think we need... She can afford an upgrade, so...
I mean, she hasn't changed the wigs.
That is true. She likes to stay with stuff.
Yeah.
She's
obsessed with like her look and her image so much that she's like, this is my look. It's very Tammy Faye Baker.
100%. But with Rinna, I'm like, there was a good span of 15, 20 years where the look wasn't serving you. So.
Yeah.
Why are we sticking with it? Like she could have benefited from a switch up and maybe 2005.
Yeah, we could have really. Yeah.
And maybe things would have been different, but then we might not have had her on The Housewives. So
yes, exactly. Did you know that they asked her the first season, I think? I think they were talking to her. Yeah, they said I think Andy was opposed to it because he said he didn't want to go the route of doing known, because she had been on some reality shows before and he didn't think that was the direction. But then obviously the show changes over time.
Yeah.
I think by what? Was it season 5 she came in or something?
Yeah.
Around that time, then they were like, okay, now it'd be interesting to kind of bring in, you know,
some which familiar is smart. Faces. Yeah.
But yeah. I think honestly, it's better that she wasn't around from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, the show would be so different.
Speaking of, I keep looking at this fucking photo and crying every time. Is the All Stars season 2 cast when it's all of them? You know what I'm talking about? The photo of them in the backyard and they look tore up.
They
look like they've been through hell.
I mean, even if we just start with Dorinda's feet, like she is twisting and turning and she doesn't know which way is up.
Toes were like this.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Can't wait for that. That's going to be a study in checking on your loved ones and making sure they're okay. Because these women,
you know that show's going to give.
It's going to completely give. But I'm like, if we're not getting season one until what? Like
November, I think?
November?
I think so.
Then we're not getting this until like February, which I just want it so bad.
I welcome it. Yeah, yeah, I want it so bad, honestly. Get that one out of the way
so we can
do this one first.
Yeah.
I remember someone on production, within the first 24 hours, someone on production just like let it slip. They were like, literally everyone's fighting with everyone. It's just like literally everybody. I don't know why that idea is so funny to me. Just like going from room to room, and it's probably like Eva going to a room. What is Eva going to talk to Brandy about? You know, like.
I want to know what Phaedra and Dorinda are going to talk about.
They'll probably get along well, I think. I heard that they're really? Like the ones that are going to keep it like.
Okay.
Well, I think it was like Taylor and Phaedra. I think that Taylor and Phaedra would like be.
Yeah.
They're both kind of scammers. They're kind of like, you know, shady. They're smart. Taylor is definitely shady. Let's be real. Yeah. I mean, look at her. She's like, wasn't she like being sued or something like that? Like when Russell passed and then.
Oh, right.
Debt or something like that. But then she brought us Pam.
Right.
She brought us, and who was also a scammer, essentially, right?
Oh, so gosh.
She just stayed around a sketchy.
Scammers.
Yeah. So, but what was I going to say? Something about, here's T. The reason that Eva was even there is I heard because they asked Monique and Monique turned him down. And so they were like, oh, fuck, let's just get Eva. Because think about it. Monique would have been so iconic in that. But y'all aren't going to play my bitch, Monique. Y'all aren't going to play that. No. Yeah. She's too smart for that. Y'all aren't going to. Because then, they're going to try to be like, watch out for her. She's dangerous. They're going to do that kind of the shit. Physical. Yeah.
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 Man.
I'm excited. So Giselle's home, though. That was an amazing episode. This is like appointment television. But that was maybe the best episode that they've ever
done. They started going into Karen's hallucinations, I
died.
I couldn't. Then I was like, Emmy. This is brilliant. This is something that
you can tell that they're having fun.
And from the PA to the final mix, like these people are working together to create true magic. This is the magic of television. And we're getting it every Sunday night at 9 p.m.
And it's just like, even the comedic timing of like, they're like, well, Candace said, and Candace isn't there. Cause that's how crazy it was, by the way. They're arguing about some shit. And then I looked there, they had been arguing for like 20 minutes. And I was like, Candace isn't even here yet. And then it cuts to her walking down the driveway with the horror movie, which is like wildly overdressed. Like, I loved it. Who do you think was the most valuable player that episode? Mia is a real shit stirrer. She's not the most valuable player,
She is definitely, like will toss a nugget in. And she knew what she was doing when she was talking to Candace's mom. She knew that this was going to be a conversation and she knew it was going to be something to insert herself into the mix. So I was like,
I think she's perfect for a housewife.
Yes.
I think she's doing such a good job.
She understands it. She understands the assignment, and she knows what to do to tee up drama and be a part of it in a way that doesn't sour people on her, but also involves her.
Yes. Also, I love that her mom's an ex-crackhead, because like they keep throwing around this, yo mom is cheap. And I'm like, y'all gotta stop talking about people's mamas.
Because you don't know.
Even in real life. That's like what gets you messed up. But like, it's so funny that they just like throw it around so much. I'm like, wait, do y'all know the story about her mom? Like, it's
crazy.
And I
find it hard to believe that Giselle and Robin didn't tell these other ladies about
Eva's
history.
Yes.
So they know 100% the power of those words.
Mia's better than I am.
But I gotta say, as much as she's trying to reconnect with her mom, she talks so bad about her.
Mom is kind of bad though. Her mom is like not clearly
true. But I'm like, what is the
They have
truth?
Such a weird relationship. It's like
such a weird relationship. And she calls her mommy and it's like, what?
Okay, weirder child parent dynamic. Is it her and her mother?
Okay.
Or is it Mary and her son/uncle?
Oh.
son slash uncle, because you know her son is her uncle.
Oh God.
When they were eating at that cafe and she's like trying to get him to go to the army.
What is she doing?
I
just, because I think Mary's entire life is weird.
Yeah.
It can't be boiled down to that relationship. I'll go Mia and her mom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like even in their weirdness, they still have knowing looks to each other. Yes. They like look at each other and they just know.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So weird that she has more money than God. But like her first option for her son is go to the army.
Go to the army.
Not college. You don't want him to be a doctor? Like, what are you? It's so weird. I don't.
Like, what are you getting at?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I want to talk about more with you. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I want to talk about America going broke. I want to talk about a ton of other things. But first, before we do that, let's talk about your podcast. So tell me about Smith Sisters Live. Tell me about what's going on there. What's coming up?
So we are weekly every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM channel 102 Radio Andy. And we just do deep dives on pop culture. So last week we did Vanderpump Rules. We did Will Smith's premiered GQ interview. And we,
when he was like airing his fucking shit out, right? He was like me and Jada. What did he say? Essentially, he was like, he was saying that he's been with multiple people.
She's been with multiple people. And at one point he has an intimacy coach and she helped him realize that having a harem of women, which he wanted Halle Berry and I believe Rihanna in this harem,
oh my God,
was a bad idea. So he is someone who needs to be entrenched in our prayers, because whatever's going on in that mind of his is not of God.
In that marriage. I don't even know.
And as we have to remember, he and Jada did tell us at the end of that Red Table talk, they told each other bad marriage for life. So they know their stuff is messed up. They know that whatever is happening behind those doors is sinister and shady. Yep. They may as well just separate. And that's why I think she can be so close.
It's giving Illuminati, to be quite honest. It's giving Illuminati.
What are y'all doing? Like, what is the reason for the...
Are they Scientologists?
Shenanigans? We don't know.
Hmm.
And LA is so weird. For you to not come out saying you're not a Scientologist leads me to believe you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to just be like, let them guess if you're not.
I can't fully rock with that family. I don't know. It's something in the milk ain't clean. It's not hitting the way
it was supposed. It's just, it's not.
Yeah, we're so cute in the 90s.
It was like, look at this little family. Look at their little kids with their little matching names. Like, give it, you know, but I'm not here for it. And then I heard rumblings. I saw a headline or a tweet that Jada and Willow were both once contemplated getting BBLs. And I'm like, what?
Same, to be honest. To be quite honest with you, same. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. But the show, we just go deep on pop culture. We have fun. It's a good time. It's me and my two older sisters.
What's coming up this week?
We usually pick our topics on like Thursday because it's whatever's big in the week. And I don't know what's going to be big this week. It could be Potomac. It could be, you know, Lord
salad
knows.
Fight. What I think comes, we know it is. We know it is. You know it's going to be salad toss.
So excited to see the shenanigans G gets into, how he interacts with these people.
I'm obsessed with him.
He's like, he's a slow burn and flies under the radar. But I'm like, this man is crazy.
Yeah. And then people are like, I don't know. I don't fuck with it. It's like, this is what I love. I love old drunk uncle shit. Like, it's giving Peter Thomas. Is it Peter Thomas? Yeah, it's giving Peter Thomas, old Jamaican drunk uncle.
Yes, yes.
I'm here for it. I'm really excited for this trip. It's the way that she throws the salad. It's like, she, you know what I mean? She's just like,
yeah.
She didn't really throw it. She kind of like picked it up and
dropped it in the air. Yeah.
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 It's like telepathy. Is that telepathy? Telekinesis. Mm. That's what it is. Telekinesis.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you about all those other things and a little bit about the salad toss. We're going to go to the bonus episode. Awesome. You guys can subscribe to the bonus episode by going to patreon.com/thebelist, subscribing there. And tell the people where to find your stuff too. Your socials.
You can follow me on Instagram at Mariah, M-A-R-I-A-H, or on Twitter at Mariah, M-R-I-A-H.
And you guys look up her article about the house, Giselle's home. Super easy. Look up her. It's like pops up right away. It's amazing. She gives a gallery of all the different housewives that have like the shittiest. It was mostly Potomac, right?
Yeah, yes.
Because Wendy's got terrible taste too.
Horrible taste.
And they're all, just, you know, it's actually all
bad.
Ashley needs to move too. I'm so sick of looking at the condo.
And they've been there for almost like 10 years. And I'm like, move.
I think she's the least changed, but she's the most changed. Like, she's a mother. She's come a long way. But I think she like has not ever done glam. No. She's never changed homes. She stayed with the same man. So like in that way, it's kind of like comforting that Ashley is always,
Ashley's going to Ashley.
Yeah. Guys, meet us over on the bonus episode. We're going to continue this conversation over there. Bye.
Bye.